Saran News. I'm John Scott. Correspondent Julie Walker with an update on work at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse taken down by a cargo ship.
Demolition crews have been cutting up sections of Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge to be safely taken away. Cranes will lift the mangled metal and concrete from the water. The aim, said Governor Westmore over the weekend, open a clear shipping lane to the Port of Baltimore to circumvent bridge work.
This is going to take time to clear this section of the collapse. But once we complete this phase of the work, we can move more tugs and more barges and more boats into the area to accelerate our recovery.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, a deadly Easter Sunday restaurant shooting in Nashville.
Police in Nashville, Tennessee say one man was killed and five people wounded Sunday afternoon when a man opened fire inside Roasted, a restaurant in the Salem Town neighborhood.
This was a Sunday brunch scenario. They were serving food.
Metro Police spokesman Don Aaron.
This was one person who decided to pull a gun based on an altercation occurring with another man, and then he fired multiple shots.
Audio courtesy WTVF. I'm Jennifer King.
Traffic only moving intermittently after a stretch of California Scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. The collapse occurred near Rocky Creek Bridge, south of Monterey. Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital after a two-week raid. The military said it killed some 200 terrorists and detained hundreds more. The military has described that raid on Shifa Hospital as a major battlefield victory in the nearly six-month war. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 256 points. The NASDAQ Composite, 17 points in the red. This is SRN News. Most Americans want pot to be legal. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Despite the warnings of clergymen and pro-family groups, the Pew Research Center reports that 57% of adults think marijuana should be legal for both medical and recreational use. Another 32% say the drug should be made legal only for medicinal purposes. 11% don't want it legal for any reasons. Full legalization of pot is most popular with Democrats and with younger Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration will pay for women in uniform to travel out of state for an abortion. But so far, not many female service members are taking advantage of the program. The Pentagon reporting that the travel reimbursement offer was only used 12 times from June to December of last year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. UPS scores a major coup.
The package delivery giant will become the primary air cargo carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. The Atlanta-based shipping company has a new contract with the post office, significantly expanding an existing partnership between the two. UPS will move the majority of air cargo in the U.S. for the Postal Service following a transition period, according to UPS. Financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed. Rich Thomason reporting.
In September, Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million of its vehicles in the U.S. with an ominous warning. The vehicles should be parked outdoors and away from buildings because they risked catching fire whether the engines were on or off. 6 months later, most of the autos remain on the road unrepaired, putting their owners, their families, in danger of fires that could spread to garages and houses. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.